Thank you, Mr. Chair. We now move to the Operations Committee meeting, and all of you who are not interested are excused herewith. Let me ask, do we have a quorum of the MTC Operations Committee?
You do have a quorum.
You do.
We have a quorum. Thank you. Agenda item number 2, the consent calendar. Do I have a motion to adopt? I have a motion. Do I have a second? We have a second. All those in favor of adopting the consent calendar,
aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Consent calendar is adopted. We have one item. It's a committee approval item. Contract amendment, regional rideshare commuter benefit program, and 511 real-time transit information. And I believe that we are going to have a staff report, but Melanie Crotty, do you want to start off?
Good morning, commissioners. Christine Maley-Gruba will provide the presentation.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm Christine Maley-Gruba, project manager for the Bay Area Commuter Benefits Program. Included in your packet is a copy of this presentation. I'm going to just provide a brief summary to you and certainly answer any questions you may have. First, for your consideration this morning, is, as mentioned, an amendment to the 511 Regional Rideshare Program contract operated by Parsons Brinckerhoff in an amount not to exceed $358,877. There's two items included, one being $175,000 for the 511 real-time transit program, providing transit information via mobile text, web, and phone. The program will be expanded to include additional transit agencies, and that information is included in your packet. And the second is the funding request for the Bay Area Commuter Benefits Program to continue employer outreach or registration process and employer assistance. I think you are all familiar with this program. It is in collaboration with the Air District. I have a gentleman from the Air District here today, too, if you have any questions. His name is Eric Popp, and he is an air quality specialist. This program registration deadline was September 30th, and we are continuing to encourage employers to register. This is a pilot program through December of 2016. I think you also are all familiar with this program. It is for employers with 50 or more full-time employees in the Bay Area. There are four commuter benefit options, and you can see this on the PowerPoint presentation. We made these options as simple as possible for employers to register. They go to the 511 website and register through our Bay Area Commuter Benefits Program landing page. So that what I wanted to focus on for just a minute or two with you is our results to date. As of October 16th, we had 3,200 employers who are required to register for this program. 45% of them are new employers who are registered because of due to the regulation, and the other 55% had already offered commuter benefits prior to the regulation. So what this accounts for is 1.4 million employees now have a commuter benefit available to them if they choose to use it. We found, and you can see this on the chart, that 82% of employers chose option one to provide to their employees, which is the pre-tax commuter benefit option. And you can see from the chart the other options that employers selected from. The other key thing to mention is these new employers. This is something we need to provide as a part of our program evaluation at the end of this project. So 1,450 new employers now offer benefits. So of that 1.4 million employees that have commuter benefits available to them, 403,000 are employees that now have the benefit due to the regulation. Some other key points just to mention to you, we did receive good support from the business community. We included in that a letter of support from 8 business organizations, and that was sent out to employers urging them to register. We did receive over the course of the 6-month period a favorable media coverage for the program, and we also received good feedback from employers through the 511 Regional Rideshare Program staff and those counties that also have employer outreach staff to assist with the program. Some other positive results, we saw an increase in the number of payroll vendors who now offer commuter benefits, and we've seen some smaller employers also have indicated that they wanted to let us know that they also offer benefits to their employees, even though they're not a part of this regulation. So we see this as laying groundwork for successful implementation as we move forward. So we're requesting at this time your consideration of our funding request for MTC to move forward with our employer outreach and assistance. And what we'll continue to do throughout this fiscal year is encourage employers to register for the program. Happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you for that report. Any questions? Commissioner Halstead?
Just the detail. I was curious about what options A, B, and C were.
Oh, A, B, and C.
Yes.
So the idea behind that is for employers that aren't near transit to provide them with some other measures they might put in place, such as teleworking, compressed work weeks, car sharing, bicycle lockers, things of that sort. And they could choose from this menu of options to provide to their employees rather than, say, the pre-tax benefit, for example.
So there are three different packages?
They are. There are three different packages. The first package is choosing from some primary measures and secondary measures. The second package was all what we're calling secondary measures. And then the third was actually allowing an employer to propose a program that they would like to have for their work site for their employees, and they would provide that to the Air District for review and approval if they came up with something else that they thought would work better.
Interesting.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Commissioner Kinsey.
Yes, just very briefly, were you going to speak any about the real-time transit information? I mean, obviously you did speak about the benefits program, but that's part of this contract is for that. Are those agencies that will be added in 14-15, they currently not have access to real-time information?
Yes, thank you for the question. Brooke Farthington is here from the 511 team, and I will let her answer that question.
Thanks, Christine.
Sure. This is Melanie Crotty. I can answer that. So the ones that we have planned for that are listed as
coming in,
they're coming in, so they don't have it yet. So they're we expect them to be operational this year. And this amendment is to cover promotion, launch, and outreach of that. So this is not the actual integration work itself. This is to promote
the services. Just the promotion piece. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Happy to move this item.
Okay, the item's moved and seconded. Commissioner Kinsey moved. Commissioner Halstead seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. This staff recommendation passes, and I'd like to thank staff for your succinct reports. And with that, I have no cards requesting public comment, and so I believe that we are now adjourned until Friday, December 12th at 9:35 a.m., a likely story. But the December 12th is correct. Thank you so much. This meeting's adjourned.